ages ago.
Well, they probably stopped off for fish and chips or something.
We know there's food here.
Ah, it's not the same, though, is it?
What isn't?
Chips out of a newspaper after the game. Well, beats anything.
If he gets an upset tummy, he's going to lunch at Minden Road tomorrow.
Lynn, there is absolutely nothing wrong with fish and chips. Let the lad enjoy himself.
But why haven't they phoned?
All right, love, I'm sorry. But there really isn't anything I can do. For a start, we don't know which match they went to, and even if we did it, that's no good. You'll have to grin and bear it until they get back, or at least get in touch. I mean, it's only just gone 7 o'clock after all.
Yes, I do know what time it is. That's the point. Rob is supposed to be in charge at the restaurant tonight.
Oh. Well, I can manage without him for a few minutes, can't I?
You simply won't see the point, will you?
Eh?
Rob is due back for a very good reason. So since, on the whole, he's very conscientious, something must have happened to make him late. Oh.
Well?
Do you think you could answer it, please?
Well, all right, but don't panic till you know who and what it's all about, eh? Hello?
Mr. Pryor?
Rob, where have you got to?
Thing is, we had to come to Casualty, and we were wondering if one of you could come and pick us up.
Casualty?
Oh, no, Matt.
Which hospital? What the hell's happened?
More Stilton, Claire?
No, thank you.
Oh, I say, I feel tremendously well-fed, if it doesn't show on the scales.
Oh, let me clear away and wash up.
I wouldn't dream of it. You came to Bath to get away from household duties.
Well, the change of scene won't make it seem like housework.
Claire, I
insist, Nicola. Apart from anything else, it will give you a chance to talk to Mike about his book.
Yes, but it's awful leaving you out of things.
Will it be a very long discussion?
No, I shouldn't think so. Unless Mike's decided to change the plot completely.
Oh, not likely. Well, that's what Hemingway wanted me to do. So it would fit into his computerized formula for a bestseller.
But you told him what he could do.
Well, a token protest would be a more accurate description. I even went off and had a crack at it his way, but I couldn't have managed it in a month of Sundays.
So I should hope. Oh, in that case, Claire, I should think about an hour and a half, at the most. Anything longer, and I should start to feel I was imposing my ideas on what the book should be like, whereas what I want is to find out in more detail what Mike has in mind.
Which makes me realize why he has always been full of praise for you as an editor.
That's nice. Now I'll have to be very careful to live up to my own standards and his recommendations. Now then, the chapters you sent me are up in my study, so shall we move up there, Mike?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Watch the box if you want to, Claire. Come and join us if you can stand it.
Thanks. In fact, I'll probably get on with the thriller I brought with me.
You hear that, Nicola? She's willing to sit in your sitting room, busily reading one of my rifles.
I have to do something while I'm waiting for you to finish yours.
I'll try and make him get a move on, Claire. The study's in here, Mike.
Oh, right.
I say study, but it's more my office at home. Look at the chaos. Books piled up, manuscripts slung all over the floor. It's a good job we've worked together before, otherwise one look at this lot and you'd probably flee down the road.
Well, we probably know where everything is.
That's very sweet of you, but I don't. For instance, where did I put the chapters you sent me?
Well, how about in the middle of your desk?
I think you might be right. Trust the creator to recognize his own pages amidst thousands of others. Now, if I move these few hundred, you can sit down.
Oh. Ah. I like this room.
It's pretty good for working in. As long as you avoid the view, remind me to show you tomorrow when it's light. A panorama of Bath city center. That's the joy of a town with hills. The agony, of course, is having to climb the damn things. But it keeps me fit.
Yes, you're looking very well.
And how are you? I know you're on this diet, but it did strike me that you were looking a bit tired. Is it world weariness or health?
Oh, health-wise, I'm not too bad now.
And otherwise?
Well, there have been strains in the past year. A few family problems. Though those have all sorted themselves out, thank goodness. But life on the paper has been having its ups and downs.
Isn't that a natural condition of a newspaper world?
Yes, you're right. Yes, I ought to be used to it. No, it's probably the combination of things that's done it. But with the family crises out of the way, I'm sure I'll be able to face running the Herald with my old buoyancy.
Good.
And on top of that, it looks as though I shall enjoy finishing the book.
I certainly hope so.
It's made such a difference, knowing you like what I've done so far.
It was great to be able to give some outright praise for a change.
Oh, it came as such a surprise after what Hemingway said.
Mr. Hemingway sounds as though he would rather deal with machines than flesh and blood writers.
So he was wrong about the market?
Not exactly.
Oh.
Don't look so worried, Mike.
Sorry.
I'd be misleading you if I said there wasn't a market for the sensationalized soft porn stuff he was wanting you to write. But recently there's also been a popular swing back to the sort of thing you're actually writing.
You mean the old-fashioned has become the new?
That's right. Well, there's no point in pretending you're a member of the avant-garde.
Oh, I wouldn't know how to go about it.
And I wouldn't know how to go about selling it.
But you do think you might be able to sell this?
If you're willing to take the risk.
Oh, certainly I...
Now, don't jump in with both feet yet.
But I want to have the book published.
Sure you do. But you still might prefer to try a few of the big-name publishers first.
I've already tried one.
Well, there are plenty of others. My company's only very recently opened a fiction list. In the past, out-of-London firms have tended to stick to non-fiction, all to do with patterns set up by the literary establishment. But now, well, the situation's changing a bit. Some quite big-name firms are moving out into the sticks. We're lucky we're already here.
Yes, I think you are lucky. Claire's looking forward to seeing the town properly tomorrow. But to get back to whether you might buy the book...
At the risk of sounding evasive, I'd rather we talked about the book itself first.
Oh, well, certainly, if you think that's best.
Shut up, all of you. What a mob. Can't you get in an orderly fashion?
That's what I'm trying to do. It's Alexis causing chaos.
I can't help it. I'm sick.
You're not sick. You've got a broken leg, that's all.
Oh, that's all he says.
Perhaps Jeremy ought to come in the front with us.
Oh, no, Mummy.
Why should he want to sit on my knee when he can be back there with the lads, eh?
What are you trying to do with that crutch, Alexis? You hit me on the ear.
Oh, you've got to put it somewhere.
Is anyone going to shut that door?
Well, I can't reach.
There. I done it. Oh, no.
What's happened?
I only got one crutch. Where's the other?
On the floor.
Why?
Because that's the best place for it.
My crutch.
You can't use it when we're being driven along unless you want to hit somebody, and you're already doing that with the other one.
No, the other one's on the floor.
Oh, shut up.
Wrong. It's all right, Mummy. He doesn't mean it.
Wanna bet?
I don't know what you're waiting for, Lynn. Drive away.
I will in good time, Matt. I don't know why I should be bothered after all they put us through, but I am worried about Alexis and that leg. Are you comfortable, Alexis?
I think so, Mrs. Breyer. Thank you, but I shout with pain if not.
Not too loud when I'm driving, if you don't mind.
Of course not, Mrs. Breyer.
Hey,
I had three cans of lemonade and some chips and a hot dog.
Oh, what did you have for afters?
Roasted chestnuts.
Oh, let's get the lad home, Lynn, before he explodes.
We're going to Wagoner's Wharf first.
Why, Mummy?
To drop Rob off so he can change. Go where he's already supposed to be, the restaurant.
Blimey.
Yes, Sophie and the others are managing to hold fort so far, but they'd be extremely glad of your presence as soon as possible.
Now, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Pryor. I wouldn't have forgotten if I hadn't had to get Alexis to hospital. And once he was there, I couldn't leave Jeremy to bring him home, could I?
I was under the impression we were bringing him home now.
You know what I mean.
If you and Alexis hadn't been so irresponsible as to take Jeremy off the mat, Alexis wouldn't have broken his leg.
Oh, but it was a wonderful match.
Yes, and my leg will get mended. I hope.
Yeah, me too, since you do have your uses round the place.
Oh, thank you very much.
I suppose I'll have to fill in for a bit for him, if I'm not getting the sack.
Oh, you won't give Rob the sack, will you, Mummy? Because it's my fault. I asked them to take me.
That wouldn't surprise me one bit. But we were very worried about you. On the news, they said there was fighting at one of the football grounds.
We didn't see any. Only Alexis doing himself an injury.
He's no joke.
It was pretty daft, though. Who else but you would try to demonstrate a sliding tackle while going down an escalator?
Now, do you want anything to eat, Jeremy?
No, thank you, Mummy. I'm full.
You're too overflowing, I should think.
It was all smashing.
What about a bath?
Oh, I don't really want one.
If you don't have one tonight, you'll have one in the morning. Remember, you're going to Minden Road for lunch.
Yes.
Goodness knows what your father will think of what you've been up to.
I know. If I have a bath tonight, can I watch Match of the Day?
Certainly not.
Go on, then.
Leave this to me, please, Matt. To bed, young man.
Yes, Mummy. It was only a suggestion.
To bed.
Because if they did show the game, you could see how terrific it was.
Oh, Jeremy.
Especially the goal I saw when Alexis lifted me up. Though our side should have put away half a dozen more, because the other lot's back four were diabolical.
Bed.
Here, you can take this with you. Catch. Unwrap it upstairs.
It's a football, isn't it?
Can't remember. You'll have to find out for yourself.
Upstairs.
Hello, you two. Have a good stroll?
Oh, it was delightful, Nicola. Hardly a soul around.
Well, this time of the year, I suppose.
Yes. While you were out, I made a few phone calls.
Oh, yes.
To my fellow directors.
I didn't realize.
I was in such an exalted position. Less grand than it sounds. Though it does mean I can offer Mike a commission to finish the rest of his book.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh,
but that's not what I was phoning the others about. One of our publishing ventures is a monthly magazine called Hedgerow.
I think I saw a copy. On the newsstand at Paddington.
Oh, that's great. We were having a few distribution problems, but I think it's beginning to build up a readership around the south of England. Only the editor gave in his resignation last Thursday for family reasons.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Oh, is that why you had to go to the meeting yesterday?
Yes. I didn't give you the details then, because I was trying to decide whether I ought to ask. After all, it would affect you, Claire, and Sue, and...
You don't want Mike to take over this magazine of yours, do you?
Yes.
Good Lord.
Well, I know it's completely out of the blue.
I'll say.
And while moving from London was terrific for me, it may be the last thing you all want. But if the prospect doesn't totally horrify you, can we talk about it?